show, friend of the show, legendary coach, Jacksonville State, out of the A-Sun, Ray Harper. Coach Harper, what's up, man? Good to see you again.
Good to see you, boss, man. Just trying to survive.
I hear that, Coach. But look, man, you played a great game last night. Got a win at home again. Tell me about that game last night and how focused your team was last night going against one of your A-Sun foes there, man.
You know, I thought our kids did a tremendous job, especially on the defensive end. I think we held them to their lowest field goal percentage of the year. And they're a really good basketball team. They move the ball. They cut hard. They have a lot of different weapons. But, you know, it was one of those games you just had to grind out, and our kids did it all the way to the end.
No doubt. And like you said, Coach, you're 6-0 on the year. A-Sun play, which is good as well. 13 wins already this year. So talk about the non-league play. How that prepared you all for A-Sun play and seeing different styles to get your team hardened, but they'll see the A-Sun.
Well, I think it did. You know, we felt like we had a lot of games in that non-conference where we just let games slip away. Wichita State, they hit a last-second three to beat us. We lose them triple overtime at Troy. You know, we're tied with 3 minutes to go with South Alabama at home and let it slip. So Alabama's a six-point game. But you know, I thought it helped us get ready for what we need to do here in January and February. We're starting to find a way to close the games out.
And I think, Coach, you know, having those experiences early in the year, because you need time on the clock to practice. You can do situational drills in practice, but unless you're going against another team and with referees and a fan, you're going to get that callus you need to be able to execute when it comes to February and March. We all know in your conference, March is what counts in that tournament that you guys have.
Yeah, it does. But, I mean, in all honesty, I mean, if we could have closed some games out, and those six losses, four of the six losses, we were ahead or tied with 4 minutes to go. If we close those games out and all of a sudden you look up and, you know, we're 17-2, now you're starting to say, boy, they had some good wins. They had road wins. And November, December matters. I mean, you look at Murray State right now, that's a team we beat twice last year. They're ranked in top 25 and potentially an at-large team this year. So, but it can be a learning experience as well. And I think that's what it was for us in learning how to close those games out.
You know, and I think this helps you just win a streak your own, Coach, because I feel like, you know, I know when I played ball myself, when we took L's or hard losses, we learned from it, we grew from it. So I feel like this key to your guys' 8-game win streak you have right now. So in your mind, defensively, offensively, what have been the keys for your team to get this 8 games on the road you got before you play over here at Kennesaw on Thursday?
I think just understanding how important it is, every possession on the defensive end. When we're really good, we're really good on the defensive end. You know, there's games where – like last night, for example, we did not shoot the ball well, but we did not let it affect us on the defensive end. And I think that's a sign of maturity. And our guys are starting to understand that, you know, it's not always about putting the ball in the hole. You can do other things. And that's what we're trying to do right now.
That's your first year in the A-Sun. Talk about the improvement you've seen at Kennesaw State's program, what Amir is doing here with those guys up the road for me.
I mean, he's done an unbelievable job. Those kids play hard. They're tough. They know what they're doing on both ends of the floor, and that's why they're winning games. And, you know, it's going to be a tough task for us on Thursday night. I'm sure you have those guys ready to go, but I can't say enough about what kind of job he's done over there.
And, Coach, you also got a young man I want to talk to you about, Darren Adams. He does it for you offensively, defensively, leadership, and intangibles. Talk about how important that young man has been in your program and where you see him when you want him to become a Gamecock.
You know, he's a very talented kid. He's just his maturity level is start. I mean, he's really matured in these last 2 years and wanting to be a leader and trying to do the right things. You know, and like last night, for example, he didn't shoot it well, but he did a lot of other things that helped us win the game. And he's a guy that has a good basketball IQ. He's a good passer. He can not score and still impact the game. Those guys are very valuable.
And also, Damari and Jalen are doing a good job for you, giving you that key guard play. And I know you love good guard play. And they're impacting games and winning with their intangibles as well. Talk about those two young men as well, what they bring to you in that backcourt with Darian out there.
Well, I think they're guys that obviously two of the top 10 three-point shooters in the country. Damari has been on an unbelievable roll, prior to last night. Did not shoot it well last night, which shocking to me. I see him every day, and I'm more surprised when he misses a shot than I am when he makes one. But those guys, they're really going to expand the defense. You've got to get out on them, and which opens it up or the inside for Kane and Brandon Huffman.
And Coach, you got five guys for a double figure. So on any given night, you guys get you some scoring, because as you and I both know, like last night, it's all always going to be there for you scoring wise. But if you got guys who can get it for you differently, hopefully all click at different times for you. We want to do it all together, but having five guys who can get 10 points for you on your roster, that's going to make you feel confident as you keep going through this ace on gauntlet here as you are going through right now.
Yeah, I don't think there's any way you can key on any one guy with us. And honestly, I don't know if you can key on any two. We've got different guys on different nights, and sometimes it's a feel thing. Okay, Damari's he's in the zone. We got to get him shots. Last night it was Kane Henry, who looked like an NBA guy last night. But, you know, we do have a lot of different options on the offensive end, but it comes down to us on the defensive end, how well we rebound the ball.
Most definitely, Coach. And you know what I like about you also, man, you got five rotation guys that shoot over 30% from downtown. And so, like you said, your college defense have conflict. They have to decide what I'm going to take away tonight. But if we got guys getting bombed from downtown, it's hard to take away everybody from downtown.
Yeah, you got to pick your poison at times with us. And that's what I'm saying. If we're clicking on the offensive end, you know, and we're doing what we're supposed to on the defensive end, we'll have a chance to win games most nights.
Hey, Coach, tell me about the young man you signed, Mr. Berg. He'll be in your program going forward.
You know, he's going to be a good player. He's a guy that can really score the ball. You know, obviously we've got a lot of depth and veterans in the backcourt, so he hasn't seen as much playing time right now, but he's going to be a really good player for us going forward.
No doubt. And Coach, let me ask you this, man. No, you guys left OVC, you know, ace of a couple of years, but moving up one a level at CUSA, how's it impacted your recruiting? I know you hit the portal very hard. That's what we say is a place you can come and play for you, get Toolage and play pro overseas or in G League or in NBA. Talk about the move up one level to CUSA. What's going to mean for you guys going forward down in Jacksonville, Alabama?
We're going to have to keep recruiting at a high level. I mean, it's, you know, I've been in that league. I know what it's all about. And, you know, I like this group we've got. I like the guys that we have in the program, and we signed a really good young kid early. But you know, going forward, we're going to have to get some impact guys on this roster.
Coach, hey, the show's my show's open for you to get some guys from Atlanta come over to play for you. It's 100 miles from home, so it's not that far away, guys.
Exactly.
Come play with Coach Harper.
You keep telling them, man. We need some more of them over here.
Yeah, so only 100 miles from home. Out 20 West, hey. Easy trip. You can get the home on the hey. After you get easy trip, guys. Come on. Go to Jacksonville, Alabama, Coach Harper. He'll take care of you for real.
All right. You tell him, boss, man. We'll take care of him. We're gonna win games and go have fun doing it.
You know how I will, Coach. Coach, I'll see you at Lipscomb, man, in a few weeks, buddy. You be safe, man.
All right, boss, man. You take care, my man.
See you, buddy.
All right, man.
All right.